We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMIE FM. You're listening to Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. If you'd like to know where that is, it's pretty much right in the heart of the main corridor of Merritt Island. We're two blocks north of 520. We're two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. If you know where Home Depot is, we're two blocks left of that, or two blocks west of that. We're two blocks north of Tires Plus and that area. So we'd love to have you come out and be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. Over the past several days, we've had just so much encouragement that has come in from people in our congregation saying that as they were just going about their business, that they had run into several people who had were listeners of the radio program that we would have no idea that they were listening, and they came from anywhere from Palm Bay to Titusville, and so we're just very thankful for your faithful listening to the radio program and for your kind and encouraging words. So I want to tell you today about Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical. When I recommend these companies, it's because I know them. We deal with them. We've had all of these different companies do work for us, and so we speak highly of them. And Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical, they were out over the past couple of weeks, and we had our security lights. So like I've told you before, daylight savings time is coming up this Sunday, and one of my favorite days of the week because of that extra hour of sleep, which doesn't really mean anything. It just means I'll get up earlier on Sunday morning, really. But we always like to have our security lights up and running when it starts to get dark earlier in the day. And that's what happens with fall daylight savings time. And so they came out a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to them, and I said, we've got five lights that are not working. I said, there are two of them that are two or three of them that I think are bulb-related. There were two of them I thought were bulb-related, and three of them I thought there might be something a little more complicated. And so they came out, they checked them out, and the two of the three that I thought were more complicated ended up just being bulb-related issues. And the two that I thought were bulb-related, those ended up being more complicated issues. In other words, you need a professional who can come out and address these things. By the way, I do know how to change a light bulb, but you do need a professional to come out and check things out at times. And if you do, I want to recommend Wyrick Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They are really, really good at what they do. Their company has been here in the county for a long, long time, and they will do a great job for you. So coming up this Sunday night and our PM service, we're after the service, we're having our chili cook-off. It's the second annual chili cook-off that we've had. And last year I came in second. I missed it by one vote. And what's really exciting about that is I'd never made chili before. And so it turned out really good. It is, nobody knows whose chili is who. They just come out, and you know, you get samples, and then you vote on which one was your favorite chili. So if you'd like to come and be a part of that, that'll be Sunday night after our PM service. Come and be a part of that. We'd also like to invite you out to Sunday morning. Like I said, this last week we got to baptize several people. Actually, it was five people that we were able to baptize, four of which came from the same family. That's, you know, in Acts chapter 16, the jailer and his entire household were baptized together. And so I particularly like that when I do get to baptize entire families. I was baptized on the same day as my mother, my brother, and my sister. And so that's always an exciting thing. So if you do not have a church home, we'd like to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God. We have Sunday school, starts at 9:30. Our adult class is going through the book of Acts. We have two kids classes, and you know, just really good things are taking place there. We had a youth event this last week, and the participation in that was double what it had been the previous month, and we're just really, really excited about that. My daughter just recently transitioned from teaching the adult Sunday school class to saying, "Dad, I feel like God wants me to focus on working with teenagers," and she is doing a great job there. So our children's ministry is going well. It's just a real privilege to pastor Merit Assembly of God. I want to take you this morning. We're going to talk to you about deliverance over the next couple of days. I don't know exactly how long this is going to take. It's going to be in 2 Peter chapter 2. So I'm going to kind of use this topic of deliverance to talk about this passage, 2 Peter chapter 2. Will also be in the book of Jude for a period of time, because these two passages of Scripture, 2 Peter 2 and the book of Jude, have some very similar verbiage that takes place in them. And so let me begin today in verse number 1 in 2 Peter chapter 2, and it says, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. So we're going to talk about some various aspects of deliverance and tools of deliverance that God utilizes in our lives. So let's start here at the very beginning of 2 Peter chapter 2, and it says there that, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. It is no surprise that there are people in 2015, it is not a shock to God, it should not be a shock to you, that there are people who are teaching things that are not true. Now, here's what I want to define. Something is not false just because I don't believe it. Something, you know, there are differences of opinions, and, you know, there are people that think if you don't think like I think, then you're just wrong. I have literally known people who the only way that you could ever get them calmed down were if you said, okay, you are right. Even if you're wrong, you are right. You can have all of the facts in the world. There are some people that until they hear they are right, everybody else is a liar. But I want you to know that a false teacher is not someone who disagrees with Bob. A false teacher is someone whose teachings do not line up with the Word of God. And there is a lot of that going on right now. There are people who will teach things that do not agree in any form or fashion with the Word of God. Instead, they lean upon opinion polls. They listen. They teach according to what is popular. They teach whatever is going to sell the greatest number of books and therefore make them a lot of money. There are people who teach things that are going to cause them to be looked upon with greater favorability. There was a person here the other a week or so ago. They bought into a company and the day that it was announced that they had bought a share of the company, the stock in that thing went sky high, and that person in one day made more money than I will probably ever see in my entire lifetime, my children's lifetime, my grandchildren's lifetime, my parents, my grandparents. It was just a crazy amount of money. All because this person who was famous decided to buy a portion of this company. So false teachers are teachers whose teaching does not line up with the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means that Jesus is the only way for salvation. If you don't believe that, I'm sorry, but I am not going to have someone else's blood on my hands to try and for not telling them that information than I would for having them like me and then yet being deceived. False teachers, listen, are not in it for your edification. They are in it for what they can gain out of the process. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. And you've heard me say on this radio program before that one of the scriptures that comes to mind with this, with me doing all of this talking is, you know, where there are many words, sin is not far from there. So if you ever hear something that that doesn't, you know, align with the Word of God, then, you know, please forgive me. I'm not doing it on purpose. I I don't come in here with piles and piles of notes. I come in here with the Word of God. And so I'm going straight by the Scriptures, but occasionally my mouth may betray me. False teachers are not somebody where something comes out by mistake or with lack of information. Apollos was a person who taught, but he did not have full information, and so people came alongside him and showed him the way of truth to a greater degree. False teachers are teachers who intentionally teach things that do not line up with the Word of God, and they will cause people to stumble. It says that they will secretly bring in destructive heresies. So the teachings that they bring in are heresies because they do not line up with the Word of God, and the purpose of those heresies is destruction. They're intent on destroying the appropriate God-given mindset that we need to be having. It will result in the destruction of those who hear and follow their teaching. You can see that it's happened in history a number of times where people have followed teachers and then the teachers led them to their own deaths. They led them in error. They led them to people whose finances were destroyed. Their families were destroyed. Don't do it. I've heard way too many stories of people who came in and taught, hey, you are married to the wrong person. You need to divorce your Christian spouse and you need to marry this other spouse over here if you want to really prosper and excel in ministry. And if anybody starts telling you stuff like that, run from them. Run from them, because it is going to leave a wake of destruction and devastation, and those people will go on, they will move on down the road, and there will just be a trail of devastation behind them, just as the same way as you see a boat and it travels out on the water, but you can see the wake that is left behind it. That's what these false teachers do. And it says that it is destructive heresy. I'll be honest with you. I am so desirous of teaching the truth that if I sense something in my spirit that is really exciting that I see in the Word, I go to some of my minister friends and I begin to bounce that idea off of them. Because I don't want to be guilty of heresy. I don't want to be teaching things that are false, and I want to make sure that I am teaching sound doctrine. Everybody should have accountability. Everybody should have accountability, and these teachers would be operating outside of accountability, and they would just leave destruction in their wake. It says, even denying the Lord who bought them. Even denying the Lord who bought them. Thank God for the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This last week I was preaching a message, and it was out of Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 6. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. And what I was basically sharing is that in Christ, there is a great number of benefits. There is stability. There is nutrition. There is health. There is growth. There is edification that takes place. There is victory. And you and I, we need those things. God wants us to have those things, but the devil, through the principles of this world, through the traditions of men, through the false teachings that do not line up with God's word, the devil wants to cheat you out of those things. And I don't want to be cheated out of anything that God has for me. And so there are people who will deny the Lord who bought them. Now, when you see that aspect in the Word of God, the Lord who bought them, brings us to the point of salvation, where we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's, you know, what we ask people, and that is when you come down, if you are ready to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, we want you to pray and ask God to do just that, forgive you of your sins. He has shed his blood. He has paid the price for your salvation. Right now, the cashier has already been paid. It is just whether or not you are going to avail yourself of the redemption, the change of ownership from being a slave to Satan to being a child of God. To as many as believed on him, he gave the right to be the children of God. So God wants you to have that. That's the salvation part. But there are so many people who emphasize the salvation aspect that they miss the lordship aspect. So there are people who deny, right now, there are people who so emphasize the grace message that they miss the lordship. Listen, if God bought me, he bought me for a reason, and the reason is he had works for me that he has prepared in advance for us to do, and he wants me to do those things. He wants to utilize, he wants to lead me, he wants to position me properly, he wants to equip me properly, he wants to be in charge of the timing. And so allow God to not only be your Savior, but to be your Lord. I've told you before on this broadcast that my daughter had a discussion with me one time, and we were talking about a purchase that someone had made, and they just said, "Oh well, I'm just going to go out and do it, and you know, God's going to take care of it." And my daughter said, "Did you pray about this? Did you pray about it? An automobile, especially a brand new automobile, is a rather large purchase. Did you even pray about whether or not God wanted you to have that vehicle? No. Well, did you have the money for it? No. So you're in debt now." And she said, "Dad, I've just determined we're not normal." And I said, "No, we're not. See, we prayed over which house to buy. We pray over, you know, which schools the kids were to go to." That's just the way that we are. We feel like we need God's insight and direction. We need our marching orders from our commander in chief. So I want you to acknowledge the lordship of Christ and acknowledge his right and privilege and authority to speak into your life. That is phenomenal. You see, I never dreamed I would be in Florida in ministry. I just said, "God, wherever you want me to go, I will go. These are my preference. If I had a preference, I would want to be in a place where I could do ministry without restraint, if you will, not being pulled in different directions. I want to be able to do ministry." And so when the company that I worked for, I sold shoes, when they offered to transfer me to Melbourne, I said, "Australia?" I did not even know Melbourne, Florida existed. And they said, "No, Florida, Melbourne, Florida." I said, "Well, you know, you're going to have to give me 24 hours to pray about it." It was the most shocking thing they had ever heard. They said, "Well, how long do you need?" And I said, "If you give me 24 hours, I will be able to hear from God in that period of time." You see, God is the one who is in charge of whether I ministered in Oklahoma, whether I ministered in any other state. God's the one who divinely places us. In Acts, it says that he is the one who picks the times, the seasons, and the locations in which we are to serve. So I want to ask you today, are you where you picked you to be, or are you where God placed you? Because for me, I have found this, the greatest secret, the greatest deliverance that God has ever done in my life is when he delivered me exactly where he wanted me. Being in the center of his will is the most enjoyable place that you will ever be. Will it always be easy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But there will be greater fulfillment and greater joy when you and I get off of the throne and allow Jesus to sit on the throne and speak into our daily life. Time is really moving on here. And it says, denying the Lord who bought them and bring on themselves swift destruction. Jesus was identified as the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. If we reject him, if we deny him, there is destruction and condemnation that awaits for us. He is the Savior. I've had a number of people who have expressed dismay that we believe that Jesus is the only way to the Father. And I just simply tell them, if you do not believe that, then you don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with the Word of God. And there's been people that said, well, there's only X number of words. They had actually counted up the words and said that it would be foolish to build a doctrine simply based on those. And I want you to know, it is not that is not the only place that refers to the Jesus as being the sole source of forgiveness and redemption. It's just not the case. What happens if we reject the work of Jesus Christ is this: there is nothing good in our future when we have rejected Jesus. Now, the good news is that God is long-suffering and he is patient. And he continues to work and continues to pursue with grace your life and my life and the life of our loved ones. And I'm just so thankful for his patience with us. You know, most people do not come and put their faith in Jesus Christ the very first time they hear about it. Many do, but many don't. And so I'm so thankful that God does not give up on us, and we shouldn't give up on those around us. Let's continue to pray. By the way, this week we are praying that you will have the opportunity, the divine appointment, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone who desperately needs to hear it. Let's pray today. Father, we are so thankful that your word is truth and you sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Father, I just pray that right now, that if there's anybody who is victimized by a false teacher, somebody putting faith in the flesh and instead of the living God, I pray, God, that you would deliver them, open their eyes, and set them free. Bring salvation, and Lord, bring lordship to this community for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.